All righty, welcome everyone. We are back and I just sent our link through to our man, Bear Jelly Co, aka Bear Jelly Collective on Instagram. This is how we actually first bumped paths, and the bro is doing some awesome music, co-popper, effectively very much like us. Wanting to bring peeps together for the love of the music. And Bear Jelly Ben and our friends will pretty much be represented by our man Ben today, tonight, and looking forward to him for this week's episode. Very, very much cool to see. Very much a cool thing to see the work he's been doing with other artists. And yeah, as with all great Kiwi artists, he's on Bandcamp. So yeah, Bear Jelly Ben, we're gonna have him on and get to know our homie. Yeah, very cool. And without further ado, believe we are coming in from him very shortly. And yeah, see what's up. Sweet. Yeah, I kind of like the whole spin on names. Obviously, you may have seen it go by the in the one man team at the moment. And we go Samir BW, which is a crazy cool thing I've seen like come out as these names. I even remember Cymatics. They had Drew Cymatics and then all these different names and then Cymatics at the end. But they were building their team and they were smart. They were onto it because I'd pretty much just add any producer on Facebook and yeah. Yo.
Oh,
Hey, sup, G? Great, good to see you, man. How we doing? How we doing?
good man. Finally made it, eh? Just had to finish off a good feed, eh?
That's the one, bro. Likewise, I had a little drink just before and yeah, feeling nice and full now. So yeah, man, that's cool. But oh yeah, before we kick off, man, how's day been? How's everything been, bro?
Hey, bro, it's been beautiful, eh? Like,
Yeah.
look down the Waitakere Ranges, eh? So, I mean,
Wow.
man, it's when it's a sunny day out here, it's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally heaven out there and yeah.
It's cloudy day, you capture those moods as well. But like, it was fantastic, bro.
Oh, it's
But yeah,
solid, bro.
down to the beach and back, and yeah. What
Oh,
about
man.
yourself?
Yeah,
Up to?
yeah. Well, I was at home, but I opened up the curtain and just enjoyed the sun because I'm in a way nicer area now for catching the sun. So I was at Mount Roskill, and I got a little place out here in Meadowbanks. So it's kind of like on the way to Mission Bay, and you know, for Mission Bay on a good day. You know, it's kind of
Yeah,
same vibe, the
it's
beach, you know, anything where you got that sort of oriental vibe, you know?
just it's got that style as well, you know. It's classic, bro, you know. Like it's one of a kind, eh? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah,
Well, that
bro.
coast, you know, with St. Helier's and stuff as well. But
Yeah, exactly, G. Well, man, it's so cool. I think we're just about ready to kick things off. So yeah, it should only be like a half hour, 45 minutes, just a nice chill run through of the sort of journey that you've been on and inspiration from cats along the way and then yeah, pretty much wraps it up. But yeah, before we kick off, you're sweet, nothing's in the way or disturbing you for the next half hour.
no, bro.
Yeah, I think we're good on my side too, man. So we'll kick us off and yeah, that's us. Awesome. Yo, what's good, everyone? It is Samir, and we're back on B-Fino Podcast. And this week, we're with Bear Jelly Ben. What's good, my man?
Cheers to me. How's it going, bro?
Oh, so good, eh? Great to be back on the podcast and the new whare here in our Meadowbank, and enjoying this this awesome opportunity to get back on the laptop, eh? Because that's literally
Over
the
the
pod a podcast could just be run on a laptop now, you know what I mean?
MacBook or something, bro.
It's as easy as just a laptop and then some internet and bam, you got a podcast now,
You couldn't know how to do it though, you
Oh, exactly, bro. There is some technical stuff, but yeah, man, no, it's just cool to see that it's become easier. But yeah, man, I guess one of the best things to kick off would be a little bit about how you first got into music and also the earliest memories. And yeah, let's just go on a little journey, my man. What was your earliest memories of music, bro?
My earliest memory of music is actually I would have been about 5, I think, and I was in my brother's room. He was getting like guitar lessons off someone. We were living in Langholm, the Waitakere's just up the road from me now. But he was yeah, the teacher was teaching my brother the Titanic melody to the Titanic theme
Yeah, the
song.
movie. Yeah.
And then he kind of taught that to me as well. And it kind of just stuck with me,
It's like a hypnotism tone of like, ooh, I hear something.
I remember just being there, with because my old man was in the room as well, and it was just sort of like, I don't know. It was always it just felt very right, That's probably memories really,
Oh, solid, solid. That's a cool one, bro. Like movies are a big part of music when you think about it, bro, too. So like, bro,
Oh,
it's
true that.
and
True,
it's
and to
fun.
be honest, and I've ended up I love soundtrack music now.
Yeah, me too. Oh, bro.
Yeah,
Oh,
I can just always remember from whenever I can remember, I've just had a guitar in my hand. I've never been taken hard out lessons to get to virtuoso level or anything, but I've just sort of taken my own path throughout the years. My only brother, but he was like a big inspiration for me. He started teaching me probably when I was about 13, 14, and we started learning songs together that had two guitar parts. And then we formed a band and stuff. He kind of let me in. He's 10 years older than me, so I was kind of 17 and in this band with all these almost 28-year-olds and stuff. Good time. But and we played a few gigs, recorded some music, and I just couldn't get enough of it since then,
I love when you get exposed as a kid because you just go all the time in the world, and it's one of the most natural ways to, like even when you're a teenager, you'll always have that feeling of like, ah, no, that's enough homework for now. I want to do something fun. And then it's just like
Yeah, bro. But then
that
there's kind of sometimes you find that homework that you just can't get enough of. And I guess that was music for me,
Oh, bro.
discovering how much I can't get enough of it. When
Yeah,
you
bro.
love passionate about it,
Bro, you've said it nail on the head because I think that's how I got through when I actually had homework way quicker than I would have been. Otherwise, it's like, as a teenager, you always get told it like from certain people, oh, you gotta do this if you wanna do that. And like, that whole Dr. Phil's feel is always gonna be there. But like what's cool is when you like start to click on the little things like, oh, like when you've still got all that energy when you're young and then still holding it. When you get older, that's something that music allows you to do, right? And I think it's so cool. You touch on those opportunities that you got to seize while you're young, especially for people tuning in, eh? Like if you're young
well,
tuning in on this, man.
it is I'm too late, but it doesn't hurt as well to tune in young. It's like I think you could have probably asked any musician or anyone involved in music this, and it's a lifelong learning. So it's kind of to sort of get that desire for just to keep evolving or to keep digging deeper into something when you're younger, like, yeah, it definitely helps capture that. But at the same time, if you love something, you just put so much effort and work into it. And to be honest, it surprises yourself.
Hard, bro. Oh, that's an epic start to hearing a bit about your journey into getting those early memories. And then when you finish school, or even when you were starting to get ready to finish up with school, what was the sort of stuff that was out there in terms of like technology and gear? And were you starting to like see different things from what you were kind of getting in with joining the bands and like with guitar? Or what was the journey for you? Kind of beyond those early ones, my bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's actually pretty trippy to reflect on now. Like, I mean, like in terms of technology and stuff, like for instance, with that band with my brother Kive, it was cool. Look at you want, but like we paid money to go into a recording studio to get it recorded, to get it sound nice, to get professional mixes. And, it was like the only way to get radio quality music really at that point of time was to go through a studio. This would have been 2012, 2011 and stuff, Now, bro, well, you can do it all from home, bro. Like, and
Straight up.
If you just clean enough signal, bro, it's just as good as anywhere, really. So, like, it's just the technology back then, though, because I've always been like, as a guitarist, I've always been like pedal bass, So I love my pedals and I love to craft a sound. I like texture and color and that sort of thing, So I've been a bit of a tone searcher. But even with pedals, bro, like, it's insane. Like the difference from 11 years ago is just it's just I've got this delay pedal that it's it may as well just be an everything pedal, but it's just a delay. But it's like I haven't even like hit like half of the things within it.
Wow,
Like,
yeah, haven't even scratched the
yeah, even just within pedals, let alone like
surface.
plug DSPs and stuff like within your DAW. Bro, like when you start to both, like, oh, bro, like I had no idea about that back then, but even with the progression that's happened, it's just insane, man.
Hard. All about it's kind of like I tell everyone it's just like it's definitely one of those never-ending video games to have the possibilities expand from the gear we're familiar with and the gear that's just like all software now. It's crazy.
Time, but like it's yeah. I see it. But yeah, man.
Hard, bro. Oh man, that's really tight that like you are able to really see how much has come up for you from being on this path. And I like the word path, hey. I was with like a life coach, a spiritual guide was the best name he told me to call him, and I agree with him. He really told me about the going from a journey to a path, and this is the first time I really talked about on the podcast, but it's like an opportunity for people listening in to know that even though they are the same in the like when you think about it in one way, in another way, this guy's telling me now they are actually different, because when you see it as the path, you see something that's paved out for you, like you're on a bushwalk. And then a journey would be like going through the bushwalk, just climbing, like when we did it as a kids, just like you just be like, oh, I don't want to like keep up with the family on the path. I just want to like go up that hill and like skip the whole path, and you're like climb your way back up. You know what I mean? So now you sit there like, wow, it is definitely an opportunity for pathways for people now, you know?
Yeah, about like I guess with path ways, it's like about direction. And if you don't sort of pave a path for yourself and sort of have that direction in mind or an aim in sight, like it's essential to like progressing and evolving, in my opinion, to like getting to that next level and surprising yourself and then building, you know, you've got to see whatever it may be, like that sort of.
Discipline is the big one, eh? Like I think that's why I went to see him, is because I was loving the journey, but I was losing the discipline. I'm so glad he shared that, like, wise words of making me go from that, it's the same thing surely, to actually, you know what, there's nothing wrong with seeing where other people come from, and this is what he shared, and I'm like, that is so on, and like you just shared too. So yeah, that's a cool little golden nugget for people tuning in, especially the younger cats. Because that's the future is, you know, giving every young kids that are inspired and are ready to do this, they is like more pathways have become a thing.
Like the possibilities for like the, you know, younger generations, like getting into like music, whether it be performance, production, whatever, like, so like we're just talking about the technology, like the possibilities are so insane. Let's just get like the nuggets out to them and let's get them, give them a, you know, give them a.
The real world rock stars of the world right now, those there. But they're like, they might even be teaching us something, like you're saying, like let's give them all the knowledge. So I love that, Kofa, bro. Like I'm part of this community school in South Auckland. And it literally, I'm so glad I told myself and told everyone. Promo videos, like the most important thing I remember to say is, man, like we were excited to like show you guys, teach you guys, but honestly, we're just so excited to learn from you guys, because that is it. Like that's the one thing we learned even when we were studying at AUT to become teachers. So on that note, have you had some people that have helped you and guided you? Was there also some things that were popping up after you were starting to get involved, trying to learn how to work some of the new softwares that were, you know, coming out? What was the next steps on that path, my bro?
So I don't know, about like 3-4 years ago now, like I'd had a bit of a break from kind of music essentially. I'd a few years off, just kind of mahi hard, you know, that was my focus and that was all I was thinking about. And then I was like, just had this, I don't know, just calling, you know, I was just like, man, I want to make some music again, because I've been listening to heaps of music and like, yeah, I could just hear in my head, you know, like different possibilities, structures and like sounds. So I was just like, oh man, how do I do this? So I had to learn like how to do it by myself. But I had a friend who played drums on my first EP, Jacob Ormsby. He had a studio. So, like, I just set up there for a couple of months, got some stuff out. It was just, like, figuring out, you know, what's going on. I think, it was interesting, though, because I think with my first EP, I was probably more, like, focusing on recording. Like getting good at recording and just that whole process, you know. But after that, I started working on some like singles and stuff, and I was getting more into the production side, like beats, because I listen to, I love for instance, like anywhere from Massive Attack to At Peace, you know, just that sort of you know, that trippy sort of like chill zone that it captures with the, beat. So I was like, just starting to experiment with that, learn how to do it. I've never really like properly learned how to do anything, you know, but like bushwhacked my way.
Exactly.
How I like to do things.
That's what it's about, bro. Like that's exactly what I love hearing from everyone, because that's like literally a path that strong, you'll find a way and you make it happen.
I'm surprised I'm here.
Straight up.
One song, you know, really. But something is driving, you just have it, I guess, you know. They have to do. But I guess so after I, you know, spent my first EP working on recording, second one working on more production and stuff. With my second, oh, sorry, those singles after it. With my second EP, that's when I started to like really bridge both of them together. So I really wanted to come back to like guitar or song based stuff, but have that sort of like beat or like electronic
Yeah.
background. So yeah,
It
that's
was.
sort of where I've ended up now, bro. It's just sort of
Yeah.
figuring.
That is so cool, bro. Oh, well, it leads me into another question about the performance side. And was there any highlights for you in terms
Yeah.
of gigs? Yeah, and even just since you were in those bands, like through that time period,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like when I was young,
Yeah.
like I was heavily into like Tool and the Mars Volta and Led Zeppelin. I was quite into rock, but more that progressive, more that experimental, that out weird sort of stuff. Then as a little bit older, probably this was post. My first band, I got really, really into Fat Freddy's Drop. Like, I listened to it based on a true stories in a very specific state of mind, and it like just changed my whole paradigm, like on music, and it just blew my mind. And then in terms of performance, bro, like I've had like over the last year, I had a music like guitar teacher and music sort of mentor, Jimmy Cutter Gordon, who's just like one of the best guitarists in the world. He's just phenomenal. And the golden nuggets he gave me, I tell you what, man, like pure gold, bro. But he really sort of made me start to channel feeling into my playing, and that changed everything. When you feel what you're playing, yeah, man. So yeah, I'm
Beautiful.
sort of like heaps of dub rock and stuff.
Yeah, so you've really gone out, and I love that you shared that experience with Fat Freddy's, because I love Fat Freddy's too. And for me, I know I've got a lot still to listen to, but for the few tracks I've heard and I played out as a DJ, it's something immaculate for that time period as well, that they were making stuff, man. It was just clearly a big point in the sand for a lot of people, but
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, like, on my first few listens, they would have just been like on sort of passings or whatever, just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Nice, dubby sort of feelings. But, like, you go, like, they've got those soulful tunes like Hope and Del Fuego and stuff like that, bro. Well, it's just, oh, like, it transcends. Like, that's when science magic starts to,
I'll put these new headphones. We're gonna have a listen to them Fat Freddy's after this call, no doubt. See, I can't wait to I got referred on to these. So man, we've got a
I'm
plan
gonna
now for school. Yeah, you probably.
I'll listen to them on my old headphones and I'll still love
Yeah,
it.
exactly. Oh, solid, bro. Oh man, that's cool to hear. And I always love the inspirations of fellow Kiwi musos. And on that note, how's it been like in terms of your travels and people you met along the way? Is there sort of any highlights or milestones or even good memories of things you've been able to do or people you've been able to meet, my bro? Especially in New Zealand, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, bro, like, I mean, I'm kind of like a bit of a studio sort of golem, but like, yeah, like last year when I was working with Jimmy Cutter, like just playing, like I opened for him in a few gigs and played alongside him, and I was getting lessons off him at the time, but he is honestly, like, I'm not just saying this, he's one of the top five guitarists in the world,
Well, I'm
straight
gonna
up.
look him up too, because that was the thing, is I haven't heard this kid. I'm sleeping under a rock because of my
There's a solo there. He's just insane. He's insane. So, like, I found, bro, like, straight up, like, those moments, learning, like, have just, yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Also, just quickly to name as well, like, with the first band, so we decided to record at York Street Studios. Gone now, bro, but like we paid for it and stuff, and it was Back in the day, it was sort of the thing you had to do. But then we played a gig at the King's Arms and we had an opening band, and it was sort of like we both had enough fans coming and we packed out the King's Arms relatively. And I just remember being like 18 and just like playing to like a bit of a crowd and just love, just feeling like, yeah. So,
Time
like that.
places. Nah, solid, bro. Well, like, yeah, I'm sure. Despite how much we sometimes can be at home and in the studios, it's like to hear these moments we out and about, the people and places is cool. And then when we first looked up on Instagram, I saw you'd also seen the same person. I got to know Rachel D and Mama's Cry Ripples, which is cool because I just came
Yeah,
across her last year too. Once I was in Auckland, establishing myself here, there's the bar Te Ahu and even the Beach Spun, and then amazing how you see names sometimes on Facebook, and then but it's really cool when you finally get to get to know peeps and all
that's
that.
straight up.
So
No, like a bro, like the first gig I played is Bad Jelly Ben or Bad Jelly Collective or whatever. I've only played like a handful, really, but this is like last year. It was at like the Te Ahu, like art gallery sort of thing. And bro, like I'd just been sort of like I'd made my music, and then I'd just sort of been practicing like what I'd do live in situ or whatever, you know, with my loop pedal because I work off my loop heaps with my, you know, beats and stuff. And then like I was just like, oh, can I play at this thing? Connor's like, yeah, bro. And then like all
Connor,
this
the man.
I just played a set. And a couple of people loved it. And Rachel came up to me afterwards and she was just like, oh, that was awesome. And I put guns with her and stuff. Like she's onto it with music and like the electronic scene.
It's
We
definitely cool.
played like Fitzroy a few times and stuff.
Nice. Oh, I think I still gotta get Connor on. I'll be meeting. I hit him up a couple times back, and when I was first looking, but yeah, looking forward to have him on too, because I got
Let's
inspired by him when we were in the an electronic group called Iwi Collective, which is all electronic DJs and beat makers, and it was
Oh,
also
me.
quite similar to so the other ones out there, and all obviously the communities, friends of communities. So Connor was always amongst it, so I'm looking for.
It's just good that there's like these areas and like, you know, there's these initiatives or like bars that support these sort of, because you know, a lot of music goes unseen. Requires that opportunity to be played in front of people. And it's just good to see, like, you know, whether it's, you know, podcasts like this or supporting local artists or venues as well doing the same, bro. It's just good to see that shit going on. Excuse my language.
No, exactly. No, this is beat fighter. You're sweet, bro. But man, I just feel like you've hit the nail on the head on that one too. Is the Kiwi spirit of the ultimate diversity, which is the music that could be otherwise going unheard. That's some of the best music, arguably, because we really don't know what we don't know till we know. And
Like a lot of the true artists, well, not that
No,
true art man, they are all good, but like people that are trying to convey and or express something in a particular sort of like format or like those special like things that you find, you know, like that's gone unheard quite often, bro. And it gets missed quite often when it comes to funding and stuff, you know.
We found out in South Auckland some
Like,
of the amazing music that you're just sitting on there in a hard drive, and it's like in the hood, but it's like, whoa, this sounds like different. This sounds like some like California, and it's like, whoa. So but then the messages are there too, and you're like, wow. It's quite amazing.
I mean, yeah, like it's just great. I love like Aotearoa like music, bro. I reckon make some of the most honest and like purest music and some of the best, like some of the funkiest, groovier stuff out there, bro. Straight
Hard,
up, man.
bro. Hard. I actually can't remember if I told you this. I've been trying to tell everyone, but bro, definitely can see a New Zealand music museum. It's just like the ultimate, like size of like Auckland or Te Papa, just like chock full, like just absolute like commemorations. They like, we're the best of the world. Kind of like that whole wide world, like, bro, like what you've just said, G.
Like it's just it's necessary,
Well, the kids
yeah.
would just be like, oh, and you know that, like you said, the power of those messages and the music can be very, very just wisdom inspiring, education. It's just, bro, you know, it's a
Yeah,
university.
bro. It's music's like a time capsule as well, you know? Like it's like a whole, regardless of not of what the artist is trying to capture, it captures the whole time period, like how everything is at that time, because that influences like the music that's made and stuff. You know, you listen to classic, like 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, and you know what I mean? It captures.
Exactly. There's the context that's been put into this capsule, and who knows what it could help. Yeah, the path is well and truly paved there over the years. Yeah, bro, this is on, man. Well, I love that. Yeah, we touched on those little golden things that come from the music, especially in New Zealand. But yeah, there's like a real cool moment here because I really like to kind of open the floor and get away from any set thing in stone. This is like a real corridor slash you know what they call is yeah, just free flow. Yeah, and man, I would like to say,
I just feel having a yell with you, bro.
oh yeah, like man, just the things that someone young could be like listening in and be keen to like know about or hear in terms of your path and the things you've learned or some, yeah, some big things of teachings. Yeah, this is like the floor is yours type moment, bro. So yeah, what would you have to share, whether maybe young or old, and thinking about the music thing, and maybe yeah, just need a bit of inspiration or kind words from you, bro.
Yeah, bro. Well, you just got to do what you love, you know. And when it comes to music, bro, like the thing is everyone interprets and like understands and processes music differently. But whatever it means to you, like you just got to follow that through. So if you're obsessed with music like me, and there's no other option, yeah, screw. That you want to do, bro, you know, because it at the end quite therapeutic, and it kind of has to be, because when you start to delve to those levels and you're doing what you want to do, you start to bring out things within yourself, but that's what other people relate with, right? That's like it's that, bro, it's the empathetic sort of element, but that's also what people love, you know. People care, like sort of people recreating things all the time, right? But when they hear something that's from the heart with feeling, bro, like that's what people love, man, and that's what people remember. So you just gotta just believe in, even if you think like this could be a bit weird what I'm doing, you know, like not everyone will like it or whatever. You just gotta really like stick with it and just do what you really feel you need to do or want to do. Or it's literally about hours. Practice, learn, whether it's tutorials or on your own, like you know, bushwhacking or whatever. You put the hours in, and that is straight up, you know. The earlier you do that, the better it is.
Yeah, bro,
And
man.
just a healthy routine with music, you know, because it's quite easy to get obsessed with it. Or to, you know, it can really take a bit of a toll from time to time, to say the least. But if you practice a healthy routine with it, you know, so you don't go to, you know,
Yeah, quite
go
literally.
outside, hey.
Yeah, bro, straight up.
I know that's hard, man. Just do what you love, healthy routine, and the second.
Straight up, gee, oh man, I know that's a timeless gem. No matter how many people or who many people say, it's like that is something for everyone listening in to know, is you can you can really do it. You can find the balance. You can even find that, you know, if you feel like so crazy attached to it that it's like taking over you, you can actually just take a break, and when you come back, it's still there. Music never leaves you. Never.
Sometimes, bro, like you
Yeah.
only need 2 days off.
Yep.
You come back like hot. You come back running, you know, like but say if you continue through that, you might burn out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Understand, but trust me, just like you don't want to burn out. So
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
keep
Yeah.
it balanced, as you said. What
Yeah.
about balance? Life's about
Balance,
balance,
balance. That's the gold nugget right there. Balance. Yeah. And it's funny because if people listen to the podcast, I think it's like it's from this kind of like moment where I met some people who, you know, have really had those, like, you know, those near-death experiences, those moments in life that make you want to slow down and be like, okay, now we need balance. You know, and for especially the kids listening in here, it ain't a bad idea to
It's
get into,
if you balance, bro.
balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to have to yell at you, but balance.
Unbalanced, just until I balance.
Balance, yeah.
But yeah, sometimes you gotta push things so far to see what happens, and maybe that see your limitations as well.
Yeah, hardy.
But I really pushed like myself in terms of just hours spent on it, practicing for performances, just spent produce, like just you know, like I don't know. It was good fun, but balance is key now, bro.
Yeah. Beautiful, man. Well, man, this is a beautiful way to wrap things up. And yeah, lastly, I'd love to just have you share a little bit about your visions and goals, what you kind of heading towards, and things to sort of sign us out and for people to stay tuned with, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Sounds good to me. Yeah, look, so I'm, you know, the project that I'm working with is Bad Jelly Collective. Just released an EP, Westbound and Down. It's friggin' mean. Go over, listen to it. But so yeah, look, my next project is looking more towards like a band sort of thing, you know, with other musicians to sort of like swap that chemistry. But I'm also looking at like I'd love to like sort of start like a group or like you know just get a few people together in a community. It's real similar to what you're doing, and it's just musicians sort of like coming together and offering each of their like
Gifts
specialized
and talent.
services accomplish and complete stuff together. No charge. It's just doing it like I can do this. Well, I'll do that to that song. You know,
Initiative
it's
building, eh? Because once the initiative building set in stone,
contributing, creating, and a lot of magic's made as well. But I also feel like yeah, just that sort of sharing with each other. Yeah, just connecting people together and
Fellowship,
just
eh? Yeah, just being one with one another.
basically what you're up to, bro. Like,
Solid G. Oh, and clearly, we're pushing it all as one. And I dedicate like even this episode to a homie I just spoke to just before we jumped on called Matt. And he's cool from Wellies. He has a little thing called We Art One, and it's totally opened my mind to what it means to just get down on each other's level and just fellowship and help people where they're at, because they will still have gifts you, and no matter how much you might feel, oh man, this is testing me, it's like that's where the real, like you say, those next steps come, and for what you're up to and all that. I just yeah just from me to you, just want to say, bro, it's been an absolute honor having you on this podcast, bro, because it has been, you know, a few days, but time, I believe, is just as much as an illusion, because right, it's the perception, it's that balance, it's that vision, and that's this, yeah, we're on that vision. So yeah, man, thanks again for being on the podcast, bro. An absolute honor, my man.
Like I appreciate everything you're doing, bro. Keep it up, and let's get in, bro. I love this yarn. So let's
was
correct.
Let's go. Well, for everyone tuning in, that was another episode of B-Fino Podcast. My man, Bad Jelly Ben, make sure you check him out on all the awesome places you can. And yeah, definitely, keep sharing the episodes if you dig them. We're blessed to see all those stickers out there and keep things colorful, keep things vibrant. And we'll look forward to catching on some more episodes. But apart from that, peace, love, and blessings, y'all.
Brother,
it's as easy as that, my man. Oh man, thanks again, homie. Oh well, I'll probably have that up by the end of this week, if not next week, and then yeah, just Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the good stuff.
I forgot we're podcasting, bro. It's just a good yarn, man. It's good to talk music with people, you know. That's what I call talking shop.
Exactly, dude. Oh, exactly, bro.
Is that like shares the wanting to share the wisdom and stuff, bro? Like, kia ora for that, bro. Like, fucking love your shit.
Yeah, love your cover, but too, I love your music. I can't wait to listen to it properly on the Bandcamp and all that, and yeah, up the Bandcamp, man. That's another Kiwi one, bro. Right there.
Straight up.
Mean, I look like the Zoom call is about to time out, so I'll let you keep going, bro, and we'll keep in touch, and looking forward to catching the flesh God's plan. Otherwise, till then, homie.
It's up. Hey, brother.
It's up.